Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, Courtney Tripp for 3B Soap Reviews. It's a cloudy day where I'm at, and I'm actually winging it today because I'm hanging out with the good old Jenny and watching her do laundry. I love being able to work from home and do really cool stuff. So, this is going to be a really fun show because we're going to sound off about a few things, and that's always fun. And if you want to call in, you're not going to be able to, unfortunately, because I don't have my setup in front of me. Studio is at home. My bad. But in the future, if you do want to call in, that's always great because we have some people that like to call in. They haven't called in a while. You know who you are. But the call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that number is 213-943-3387. So today's episode is going to be a little different. I'm actually not going to review any of the soaps today. I'm actually going to talk about something completely different. It has to do with soaps, of course. But it's been something that I've been noticing has been going on over the last few weeks, actually a few months, if you want me to be completely honest. We're going to be doing a show basically talking about kind of how things have gone down with, you know, interviews with the writers and producers and things of that such, but also your reaction to or direction that they've taken it, and just kind of give you my take on what's going on, which I know is something that matters so much to you. First and foremost, a lot of people have been freaking out about Sally's interview, and I don't blame you. I always say I didn't think that Havon needed to be torn down for, you know, Tariah to be built up, and that's something I said whenever I watched Days of Our Lives, too. I didn't think that Ijami needed to be built up, you know, or torn down because of Safe. And even today, a lot of people still really bash EJ and Sammy and all that kind of crap. I'm like, I'm sorry, we were a phenomenon and we brought the numbers and nobody can deny that. I'm sorry, but we did. And I'm going to stand by that. And I'm not going to even argue about it because the numbers did not lie. Days of Our Lives is kind of disappointing me other than a few storylines. And I'm not saying that people are not talented. I just don't feel like they're being given good material. And that's one of the biggest issues, that there's so much wasted talent, you know. And I've really kind of taken the time and tried to get into Bold and the Beautiful. And I like it in some ways, and in a lot of ways I don't. And it's probably just because I don't understand what's going on with, you know, with who these people are or where they're from and what their style is and their acting, because I'm not really well aware or equipped to understand their approach to storylines and such. I'm not saying these aren't great people or talented people. It's just that I don't know what they're doing and what's going on, and I'm not as acquainted with them as you are. But whenever I started watching Young and the Restless, I was always pretty stunned by how talented the team is, but the direction that a lot of the stories are being taken right now, I don't really understand. You know, but in some aspects, I could understand Mariah being in a relationship in denial about her deal with Tessa, but then, you know, the fact that Devon and Hillary have had their issues, and there's understandable issues there, but it's just, it's a catch-22. We're always going to end up not liking it in one way or another, whether it be us or them, it doesn't matter. But whenever you have a set of people, you know, writing for a specific show, and they're saying, basically, I didn't really give a crap to start with, I had an agenda, that's what gets me. And the fact that we have to be concerned about that is another thing that bothers me, is that when a group of people, you know, if you're, I don't know, let's go back to the Days of Our Lives situation, the Safe fans, I completely respect you, but it also creates a divide whenever you have a writer, a head writer, that says, I am absolutely writing for Safe, or I am absolutely writing for Lumiere, I am absolutely writing for Ijami. That's why a lot of our families were divided, was because, in a sense, we had these writers picking sides, or Ken Corday running his mouth like he did. And I'm going to completely stand by that. He was ridiculous with the way that, and he still is ridiculous. I just don't have any respect for him because he'll say one thing and do another. And that's the biggest issue I think that soap fans have, with these shows and these writers and these producers. I think that their issue is that all these promises are being made and they're not being kept. Now, I'm sorry, but the viewers are driving the numbers and driving sales and driving the marketing. I'm sorry, but that's just fact. And whenever you have these storylines that clearly the majority of the viewers don't want to see, it's going to cause a bit of a rift. But if you ask Ken Corday, I'm going to refer back to him because he's the kind of energy and person that we dealt with in these sorts of situations back in the day. They don't care what kind of reaction they get out of you as long as they get one. And they know that you're going to watch, despite the fact that you don't like what's going on, because you're hoping today's the day that something's going to be different. And that's the beautiful part about the internet, isn't it? Because you can go on and you can read about what's going to go on in the future and decide whether or not that you want to watch that or not. You know, whenever I first started doing Young and the Restless, I'll be the first to tell you that I wasn't on board with any super couple ship. I wasn't sitting here going, oh, I'm really, really invested in this one, and I'm just going to go full steam ahead on making sure that this. That wasn't me. And then I really started to see the passion behind the Havon fan base and understanding them and really liking the characters and really thinking they were a good match, but not liking the direction that they were being taken. Hillary being a constant bad girl and making really dumb decisions. And she's a really smart businesswoman. You would think she'd be a little wiser in her choices, but she's not been. I feel like that she has been unfairly written, and Devon has been unfairly written. But at the same time, I really enjoyed Mariah, but a lot of people haven't. So I think that whenever, you know, you look at it in under the microscope, it can go one of two ways. They'll either really listen to the viewership and pay attention to those numbers, or they'll drive their own agenda. And they've always got one. Don't think they don't. You know, when Dina Higley writes for days, she's got an agenda. Whenever she had one, you know, she made sure. But that's not to me, that's not the way it should be. I think that you need to look at the majority picture. Look at it in retrospect. What is it overall that the viewers are asking for? Now, can you always get what you want? No. But do you want to drive your business? Well, I would hope so. And in order to do that, you have to pay attention to what people are saying. And when you have all these people saying no, 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 especially with like Race and Hope on Days of Our Lives, that is a bust, you know. And he's a great actor. He really is a good one. And he's a very nice person. I just don't like the way they've developed him as a person. They've made Hope really weak and pushed her into his orbit, and she's dependent on him. I miss her being with Aiden or her being with Bo, if you want me to be like up front and center about it. I would rather her be with Bo, but he's gone, and we can understand that Peter Reckle thought it was time. But we're not going to get into all that because it doesn't matter right now. But you have these really monumental, like amazing characters that are just not being written fairly because the writers have their own agenda. And they start months and months and months beforehand and say, this is what we want to do, this is how we're going to do it, and we're not going to steer clear of this course no matter what the ratings say, no matter what the fans are saying. And they drag it out for months and months and months and months. Days is worse because they're, what, 6 months, 7 months? I don't even know how many months ahead they are. At one point, it was 3 or 4. I can't remember. I haven't been paying attention. But it's kind of tough to repair issues. They kind of just have to take the lumps as they go. So there's not really a whole bunch I can say about it because there's nothing we can do. And all we can do is do what I've told you to do, and that is to go on and go to the CBS hotlines and leave your messages and send emails, and that's all you can really do. You can tweet to the people. They see it. Don't think they don't. You know, tweet them, whatever. But at the same time, it's also important to approach this in a way that you're going to catch more flies with honey than you will vinegar. So don't go looking for a fight because you won't win. Because ultimately, your entertainment is important to them, but also there's other things driving it as well. So that's all I can really tell you about that. And other than that, you know, just staying loud and staying present and getting your point across in the most positive and effective way is the only thing that I can tell you to do. Because approaching it with anger and fighting with other people on Twitter that disagree with you, that's not going to win. Because you do not win a battle with a bad attitude. You just don't. And if you're wanting to see a certain change in anything, you're going to have to approach it strategically, because going at it with your emotions, you won't get there. And so whether it be, you know, a soap opera or anything, if it's important to you, you got to be able to argue your case in the best and possible and positive and factual light. Whenever you have them in front of you and you're like, hey, you know, this is how it is, they can't really argue with fact, right? So if you as a group, united, go and say, hey, this is my deal, this is how I feel about this, they say, oh, we hear you. Well, you can hear me all day long. It doesn't mean you're going to change it. So I see your passion, and I'm trying to encourage you to do this in the best way possible. I've been doing this for so long that I know it's just a matter of time. It runs its course, and so I just kind of go with it. And it's not that I've given up. It's that I just know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And I've screamed until I'm blue in the face about certain things. And killing a genre like soap operas that people only kind of talk about in past tense whenever it's somebody that isn't in the now about it in the moment. We'll find out what I do for a living. They go, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, I used to watch that show. Oh, that show was so good when I was little. You know, we've got to be able to keep the genre alive. And with that, it's ideas that the people, you, as the viewers, kind of have control over. Because it's not like primetime, where one episode plays a week. I mean, this is 5 days a week. So your voice and your opinion matters 100%. And you need to know that. And with every writer, you're going to get a different attitude. Sometimes, you know, they'll really, really listen. I think, and a lot of people are really dogging them, Mal Young. But I'm willing to give anybody a shot at this point, because I have my own opinions, like I said, but I also understand the views of others. I know people don't like Philly. They think they're boring, blah, 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 blah. And then there's people that don't like Philly because they're overly sexual. Whatever. It's okay. You can feel whatever you want. But it's going to depend on who the writer is, where the direction the story is going to go. He may or may not listen to you. There's no telling. You're just going to have to, I guess, live with it or do something about it. But anyway, on to bigger and better things. I have something I want to announce. I'm so excited. Because we've been talking about it, and ever since we started doing the giveaways, and that was a successful one. Congratulations, Julie. I hope you love your cup. And your post was so cute. I shared it with everybody. And the Canadian Kitty Customs, that was so cute. But I'm really glad you liked it. And we had a lot of positive response. A lot of fans were coming to us and saying, oh, my gosh, I love that cup. You know, where can I get something like that? Well, obviously, excuse me, there's going to be certain things we're going to have to, you know, be careful about. We can't obviously sell things that are copyrighted. You know, we're just doing giveaways, little cute things. But now that we're on the subject, I am proud to announce that 3B Soap Reviews is going to be starting a merch line, and it will be soap opera themed. But of course, just depending on the outreach and how the fans kind of take to it, we're going to have a line of all kinds of things. We'll have all the soap operas, and we're going to be doing like T-shirts and mugs and what else are we going to do that we've talked about? We'll probably do like calendars. We haven't really fully developed it, but we know for sure that we'll have a clothing line. We'll have T-shirts and things like that. Like I said, you know, cups and coffee mugs and, you know, whatnot. And we're really excited to kind of sit down and develop that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it'll just be a way for, you know, and honestly, I was talking to my agent about it. She was saying, well, how fun would it be? You know, people are, say, walking through a store and somebody says, oh my gosh, Genoa City, that's Young and the Restless. I love Young and the Restless. Where'd you get that shirt? You know, you can talk about what you're passionate about, and that's going to be a lot of fun to do. And we're just so excited to develop that and to be able to share it with you guys. And our friends at the Geek Suite are awesome and so talented, and they've got a vision that I've, like, never seen before. I'm so excited to see what they can come up with because I was so excited about that cup. That was so cool when that came in, and I told her, I was like, I don't even know what to say. This is amazing. So we'll be doing some kind of development on that and then letting you know, and we'll probably start a little store. I don't know if we're going to go through Etsy or what we're going to do, but we'll figure it out. And then next year, we're going to be doing a little bit of touring. We're for sure going to be in Canada. So everybody that is in Canada and listens to the show, let's all kind of get together and figure out a meetup spot. Obviously, it's not going to be like a conference or anything like that. It's just a way for us to be able to sit down, talk soaps, get to know each other. I think that that's always so much fun. And we're also talking about going from Canada, maybe hitting New York. So anybody in New York will come and see you and hang out, and maybe you can show me the city because I was absolutely traumatized by the last time that I went. So I was not ready, okay? Not ready. She wasn't ready for New York. But we're also talking about maybe at some point hitting up L.A. and Hollywood again, and then maybe Vegas. We really like Vegas, don't we? We love Vegas. But yeah, we hit each coast. We're going to hit them all. And I've had some people asking me, you know, about just like Florida. Florida was one I've been hearing a lot about. People are asking me if we'll ever be back in the Florida area. It's been a few years since we've been to Florida. So we will see about doing that. What has it been? Five years? I don't even know. Okay. She's not helpful. But anyway, I can't remember how many years it's been. So we, you know, LA is home base, obviously. But, yeah, so we're going to be doing some touring. We haven't set everything up completely. But Canada is a for sure. That's like for sure we're going to be there. So I'm really excited to meet you guys. And I've heard from a lot of you, too. And you're like, hey, I'm in Canada, you know. So just let me know your locations if you want to come to the meetup. And we'll figure all that stuff out. You have to show us around Canada because we've always wanted to go. And we've talked about it for years. We've talked about going. And we never, ever have because we're wimps. We're not wimps. We just don't get it done. But anyway, so, yeah, that we're going to cut this one short today. But I will be back same time, same place next week. And I'll be in front of my studio again, so my bad. And we're going to start planning for our August giveaway, Days of Our Lives giveaway. Get with our creative team and figure out what we're going to do with that one. And the way that it works is that if you follow our show and you're a Days of Our Lives fan, you'll just be pulled out of a pool of people. And if you win, then we'll notify you, let you know, kind of like we did with Julie, and say, hey, need an address? And we send it to you. But with this one, it's going to be customized. So you let us know what you want on it, whatever it is, whether it be you want a chabby gift or you want just generalized as real life gift, whatever, you will have pretty much the say-so on it, and then we'll send it off to you. So I will be seeing you next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll be talking the deep on all of our favorite soaps and talking about the lowdown. We're going to have a really crazy week in Genoa City, okay? I can't even talk about it yet. I'm not ready. So next week, we'll talk about all that. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.